Welcome to the New School of Marketing podcast, the place for smart, simple strategies that will amplify your business results. Sharing practical tips, insider knowledge, and actionable advice, because marketing is something that every business owner can do. Now, let's get started. Introducing your host, Bianca McKenzie, mum, lover of snow sports, camping, horse riding, and in-demand launch strategist and Facebook advertising knowledge bank.
Welcome back to the New School of Marketing podcast. I am so grateful to you for tuning in. Before we dive into this episode, I would love to pay respect and acknowledgement to the Palawa people of Lutruwita, who are the traditional owners of the land on which my business operates, and I pay my respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. Right, so we've had some amazing sunny winter days here in Tassie, and if you're a Tassie as well, you would know that we've had so much rain. We've also just wrapped up the winter school holidays. Woohoo! Fellow mums would know what I'm talking about. even though I've lived in Australia for like 18 years, I still think it's strange that we're in the middle of winter and on the other side of the world, they are having their summer holidays. my family, who still live in the Netherlands, they all send me photos of their summer holidays while we're like wearing thermals and have the fire burning. It's just still strange to me. Only one more month until we welcome spring. And there's actually definitely some of it in the air already, the wattle trees. I don't know if you're familiar with wattle trees, but they're about to burst into their beautiful bright yellow explosion. I've seen quite a few daffodils around already. So I'm not sure if spring is just around the corner or the weather is just confused. Anyway, in this episode, I want to talk to you about ROI and Facebook ads. So ROI, which stands for return on investment, it's a tricky one and one that everyone seems to talk about. Like everyone wants to get a return, like sales money for their investment. And, you know, rightly so, right? Otherwise, why would you in business? Would you be in business? Otherwise, you'd be running a hobby. What does often baffle me, though, is that many people only look at ROI when an exchange of money is involved and not necessarily when they exchange time. I know it's harder to quantify ROI when you look at a time investment, but it's so important to look at the whole picture, I find. So for example, do you know what the ROI is on your time investment in social media? And I mean organic social media, like posting on your Instagram feed or creating reels. So how much is your time investment really paying you back? Something to look into, right? Today, I want to talk about ROI from a Facebook and Instagram advertising perspective, and specifically how you can maximize your ROI with Facebook ads. And what I'm going to talk to you about might actually surprise you, so keep listening. So, if you've heard any of my previous podcasts before, you'll know that I often tell you what Facebook ads really do for your business. Ding, 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 drum roll. They amplify what's already happening. So if your current client attraction methods are working, Facebook ads can amplify this. If your current method for converting leads into buyers is working, Facebook ads can help you amplify that. On the other hand, if your methods and your funnels are not working and you're not getting enough leads or buyers, Facebook ads can't necessarily fix this. Unless your issue is that you don't have enough traffic, then Facebook ads can help. But mostly I see that people are trying to send more traffic to a broken funnel, which results in wasted money. So if they can amplify what's already happening, wouldn't it make sense to deploy some Facebook ads for the parts of your business that are performing well? And this is also why I asked you if you know how much of your organic social media content actually gives you a return on your time. It would be really helpful if you could track your statistics all the way through to sales, or at least to getting people onto your email marketing list, so that you can build a closer relationship with them and at some stage, hopefully, convert them to buyers. That's why you would get them onto your email list. So, for example, if one of your reels is bringing in lots of new people to your mailing list organically, it would make sense to give it a go, like to make it even go further by putting some Facebook ad spend behind it, right? So one way to maximize ROI with Facebook ads is by leveraging your current client attraction methods, such as organic social media, and turn them into ads to increase its reach. Another aspect of maximizing ROI with Facebook ads is to look at your funnels and identify potential gaps or places where you might be leaving money on the table. And what I mean by that is this. Sometimes we spend all of our focus on the top of the funnel, which is getting seen by people and getting them to be part of our audience. Top of funnel advertising generally means that you're spending time and money on attracting new leads to your business. But what about the middle and the bottom of the funnel? Are you actually spending enough time nurturing your subscribers and asking them to work with you or buy from you? So while I think top of funnel is incredibly important, I sometimes feel like people are forgetting about the people they have already attracted. If you're spending the majority of your time and money attracting new leads, but you're not seeing the conversions from them, it means that you need to spend more time on your middle and your bottom of funnel. And you can and you should do this organically through email marketing and through social media, but you can also maximize your ROI by creating Facebook ads for your middle and your bottom of funnel. So what does this look like, you wonder? For example, your middle of funnel ads can be like posts that add value to your audience or like pieces that remind them about one of your offers. For example, if you're running a challenge or a webinar, you may have spent quite some time getting people to sign up for it. You'll be sending reminder emails, like, you know, to get them on the webinar to take part in the challenge. But you can also add in an extra layer by running Facebook ads to remind them and tell them a little bit more about what's coming up. And for your bottom of funnel, it would mean running retargeting ads to let people know to work with you and to make that purchase. And it doesn't always have to be, you know, buy, buy, buy. It can also be value posts. All the stuff that you do organically on social media, you can amplify that to help your audience choose you, you know, that you're the trusted person, but also to remind them. So statistics show that people only purchase after multiple touch points. I think it's between 7 and 12 touch points. So showing up in their Facebook or Instagram feed with an ad means that you're adding an extra touch point. And you might say, but can't I just post on my Facebook and Instagram feed organically? Sure. And you should. Like really, you should. But it may not be seen by everyone. Whereas you have a little bit more control over who your ads are shown to, as you can upload a list of people who signed up for your challenge or for your webinar and then show ads to them, which is really cool. Okay, so we looked at maximizing ROI with Facebook ads by amplifying parts of your organic efforts, especially the parts that are already working. We've also looked at maximizing ROI through identifying gaps in your funnel and setting up retargeting ads to your middle and your bottom of funnel. The next few tips are about making optimizations to get the best and the most out of your ad spend. So like this is like when you're in the ads. So firstly, before you run your ads, you need to be 100% clear on what you're trying to achieve with your campaigns. So setting a clear objective for your campaign is super important. Are you running this particular campaign to increase engagement, attract more leads, drive more sales? You need to be really clear on what you're trying to do with this. The next step is to know who you're trying to reach. So who is your ideal audience? And I know I talk about this in just about every single episode, but the number one thing in marketing is to know your audience. If you don't know who you're talking to, then how are you going to talk to them? So there are quite a few targeting options inside of Facebook Ads Manager, but your ads aren't going to make it if you don't know who you're talking to. And this applies to both setting up your ads and choosing suitable targeting options, as well as your messaging and speaking to your audience in a way that resonates with them most. Cool. Another part is testing your creative. Nobody knows what's going to perform best with your ads. Even I, I've been running ads for clients for 9 years. I don't know what's going to work. I usually have an idea, but sometimes that's completely, I get it completely wrong. So that's why we create multiple versions of creative so that we can test. We'll try images, videos, reels, carousel, and we test all of it to see what's working, because you don't know, you can't tell up front. And I do the same with copy and headlines. So we test a few variations to see what people are clicking on and taking action on. Plus, we look at the cost for each of these actions. So keep in mind that it's not always about going for the cheapest option, but for the one that converts at the other end. And it might not be the cheapest option. The next part is the part that, in a way, doesn't have anything to do with ads, at least not Ads Manager. So you need to optimize your landing pages and your sales pages to make sure that anyone who lands on them is going to take the action that you want them to take. And of course, not everyone will, but you want to aim for a high percentage of them taking action. So for some industries, 30% is high, for others, 50% is high. And I'm talking landing pages, not sales pages. I am a high achiever myself, so I will keep tweaking pages and testing them to see if I can improve them. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. But to get the most out of your ads, you need to monitor them closely, not too closely, give them some time. Don't switch anything off too early, but keep an eye on your click-through rates, especially your link click-through rates, your conversion rates, and your cost per click and your cost per conversion. Your ads data is telling a story. So read between the lines and make decisions based on this. For example, if you have a very low link click-through rate, and by low, I mean under 1%, you need to update your ad creative or adjust your audiences, because it means that your ad isn't enticing enough for people to click. And this obviously only applies to ads where you want people to click, not something where you want people to engage with. So if lots of people are clicking on your conversion ad, which is good, but not many are taking the action of signing up to your email list, then you need to look at your landing page. If lots of people are going to that page, but they're not taking the action on that page, then something isn't right on that page. And it could be as simple as that it might not be mobile optimized. So look at it all, test it all. Learn how to read the data inside Ads Manager and learn how to use custom conversions and custom events, as they will give you more accurate readings. So Facebook can track your conversions, and there's actually a way to get even more accurate when you use custom conversions and custom events. I don't really want to go into these too much right now because it's quite technical and it's actually easier to explain by showing it in a video. But inside my courses, Advisory, this is explained in a very detailed way if you wanted to learn more about this. But yeah, some of Facebook ads data can get a little bit mixed up because they use standard events, and you can use these standard events across a lot of different things. But to get really more accurate data, custom events and custom conversions is where it's at. Also, learn how to get better with audience targeting by using lookalike audiences as well as your cold audiences and your retargeting audiences. So there are a lot of targeting options inside of Ads Manager, but targeting needs to be done right for your ads to actually bring in results. So again, knowing your ideal audience is so, so important because it will help you select better audiences inside of Ads Manager. Plus, once you start attracting the right audiences, you can then utilize this data to create lookalike audiences. And in case you don't know what a lookalike audience is, they are audiences that are created based on your existing audiences. So for example, if you have an email list, like a list of subscribers, you can upload this into Facebook Ads Manager and set it up so that Facebook can find more people that look like your existing audiences. Facebook tracks everything and they know like all of our likes and dislikes, so they can find more people that look like the people that you are already engaging with. And using this feature is really cool as it helps you get in front of the right people faster, which helps you grow your business and your income faster. I love it. It's great. So all up, there are many ways to maximize your ROI with Facebook ads. And inside this episode, I've spoken about using Facebook ads to amplify what's already working in your business. I've mentioned using ads for your middle and bottom of funnel, as well as really nurturing your audience with ads. And I've mentioned more detailed methods like looking at your campaign objective, your audiences, creating lookalike audiences, and learning to read your data. Facebook ads and Instagram ads as well can really take your business to the next level, but only if you know what you're doing and if your business is ready for it. I basically just released a completely updated version of my Facebook ads success bundle, which talks you through what you need to have ready, what you need to set up. So grab a copy from my website. It is completely free, like 100% free. You can download it from my website. I will also link it in the show notes. So yeah, grab a copy of the Facebook Ads Success Bundle, all free. And I can't wait to help you on this journey. Like, it is not rocket science. Like I say on my website, Facebook ads are not magic. They are a formula. All right, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope it was helpful. I hope it wasn't too technical and go over your head kind of thing. I know that I talk Facebook ads all the time, and sometimes what's obvious to me is obviously not obvious to you. So if you want me to clarify anything, please get in touch. Feel free to DM me on Instagram, Bianca_McKenzie. I can't wait to share more marketing tips with you next week. And if you are ready to take your business to the next level with Facebook and Instagram advertising, make sure that you visit newschoolofmarketing.com to download practical free resources, plus subscribe to the podcast and never miss an episode. I can't wait to go on this journey with you. Until next time, take care and market your business every day.